Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
It is a D.L. Hughley show, my
indictment update.
So he keeps trying to, look, you going to court Monday. Stop it.
Keep trying.
You're going to court.
Period.
You are going to be in court. I'm suing the judge. I'm appeal. It's time to take your ass. It is you're going to be the first sitting president in the history of the United States of America to be held in a criminal trial.
Period. Now get in here and get this.
That's it.
He's not a sitting president. But he's
I said first president in history.
Yeah.
At all, on any level.
Yeah.
Former, interim, after, whatever.
Get in here and get this work. I know that.
You know what else is interesting? In addition to that, they're talking about all the electric cars are going to ruin the automotive industry.
I saw it.
Just like the automotive industry ruined the horse and buggy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's yeah. Technology.
You can't stop progress. You can't stop. And this is the thing. This is thing specific to dumbass Trump supporters. Remember when he wanted to bring coal mining back? We're not going to go back in time just so a few goobers can have jobs.
Yeah.
There are people right now. Technology removes jobs, and the best way, and like all those rest jobs that left in the Rust Belt from steel industries and rubber and coal mines are now replaced with battery plants, yeah. The CHIPS Act.
There's still new jobs. You just got to switch
yes.
up.
Yeah. You just ain't gonna be able to wear a hard hat and get black lung.
Yeah. No, but
what you're trying to tell people is we can make. They actually are so audacious. They believe you can make time roll back. Like, remember he told them, well, we're going to bring coal mining back. We're going to drill. Even drilling, even petroleum, the sunlight and other technologies are taking our dependence. We're getting further and further away from depending on fossil fuels. That's just the way it is.
Right.
And the way they want to keep it that way is because so many people, so much of our economy is predicated on all these rich, ultra-rich people made their money that way. They're like, this is the way I make money. So they actually want to pay people to stymie progress so that people feel good and I can make money in an old, arcane way.
Yep.
The combustible engine isn't what it was. Remember, the dude who used to make buggy whips hated the cars.
Yeah.
Absolutely. With good
dude
reason.
Dude who's making saddles. Oh, man, come on. I'm yes. shoeing horses, man. Yeah.
I'm voting against that. We hate to keep on my... Dude.
No, it's true.
You remember, dude, I remember...
Get up every evening. He used to go and light the lamp, mm-hmm. street lamps. That was his job.
Yep. Yeah. But what about Kodak? Yeah. I bet they hated the camera phone, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What about IBM and Xerox? Look what they hated. What about calculators? Everything we used to have in our house, the component set, the TV, the radio, the record player, all mm-hmm. of that is on our phone. All
mm-hmm.
of it.
Mm-hmm.
Elon Musk in August is going to introduce a car that will drive up. It's a driverless taxi. You can call it and it comes to you. And you think we're going to slow. And that's the problem in America. America's run by the Flintstones and the Jetsons. And the Flintstones got too much to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
You want to stop car with your feet and turn
can't
over.
Do it.
That's it.
They already have flying cars in Japan.
That's it. Come on, stop it.
It's just let it go.
If you travel around the world, you'll see how progress. Look, go to their airports and go to ours.
Mm-hmm.
And it's precisely so people with an old mentality can stay in charge and have jobs. You're not going to be able to stop progress. Teslas drive by themselves. You know, look at mechanics now. They don't have a tool set. They got a computer.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right, coming up this hour, we're going to be talking to the beautiful songstress Vivian Green. We have the Hughley House of Home Mix. Plus, we're going to be giving a deserving someone the Shoe Booty of the Week award. It's the D.L. Hughley Show.
Talking all that jazz.
Lord, be a blessing to us all. Look who's here.
Hi.
Hi, my sister.
I miss you.
You don't miss nobody. You don't miss nobody.
I do. I was telling her, I was like, I would have come to do it in person, you know?
How you been, girl?
I'm good.
So I know you are super busy, but this is something that I wanted to do personally. And I know everybody is going on and on about the accolades that women have, for their achievements throughout history, which I think is spectacular. I think it's amazing. And I think certainly in this day and age where they are trying to strip us of all of our education, we certainly need to do that. But for me, I felt like I wanted to reconnect with women that I've met on my journey that really mean a lot to me, whether I've ever had the privilege of telling them to their face or not. And you were like at the top of the list.
Oh, no. Stop.
I'm not even kidding. I swear. I'm not kidding. But let me tell you why. Now, I think about when we first met, when I first interviewed you. From the moment I met you, I felt an instant connection because despite this enormous amount of talent, you had every reason to diva out on me, you know. But every time I've met you, and I've met a lot of people, but every time I've met you, it's always been love.
Yeah. That's the only way I know.
Like always. And I remember when my assistant was doing a birthday party for me and I walked in and you were there. I was like, she came to my birthday party. Oh my God. And I just thought that was so amazing. And so I love trying to reconnect with people that I feel have like we have a kindred spirit. And you're one of those people.
Yeah.
I feel like we don't talk enough though.
I know.
What would you say is like, from a sisterly standpoint, what do you think is the most valuable lesson that you've learned? Not necessarily in the business, but I'd be curious to know, what would you say, like even from childhood, young adult to now, what is the greatest lesson that you've learned?
Oh my God. This is a hard question.
It's a good one though. Juicy, get in it, girl.
I know. For me, like personally, like in knowing myself, don't make any decisions when I'm emotional because they're always awful.
That one hit me right in the forehead. You know we forehead sisters. That one hit me right here. I mean right here. That's a hard lesson.
Awful.
That's a hard lesson.
Ever.
Because that's when you want to make decisions is when you are emotional. That's when you're like, that's it. It is over. You're like, oh, wait a minute. That was quick. Hold on a minute.
Yep, absolutely.
Dang. Yep. Has that ever happened to you, like in friendships? Like, have you ever like dismissed somebody and had to go back and be like, you know, I was probably a little bit, I was out there. I was outside my
friendships. No. You know what? Because honestly, I'm really blessed in this area. I don't have those kinds of relationships, not with women, like where it gets all toxic and we say what we don't mean and we tear each other down and then we say sorry 5 minutes later, like, oh, mm-mm. We
like
don't
I'm
do
gonna
that.
Forget that. Like I'm gonna forget what you said.
Because I'm not. So what I need to do is attract people that don't ever do that. And
hold on. I'm gonna get you on this one. This is the Viv that I like. And it's so funny because, like, even when I first interviewed you, I was like, oh, she's so sweet. She's so cute and so tiny. And then one day we were talking. He's like, well, first of all, that ain't whatever. And I was like, who is this? I forgot she was from Philly. I love you, Vivian, girl. I love you so much. I can't wait to see you.
I love you, too. I can't wait to see you.
All right, girl. I will talk to you later. I love you, too. Bye.
This is now time to give a deserving someone the Shoe Booty of the Week award.
And now it's time for the Shoe Booty of the Week award.
Here we go.
Kim Jong-un.
Hi.
Is a North Korean politician who has been supreme leader of North Korea since 2011 and the leader of the Workers' Party of Korea, WPK, since 2010.
Wow.
He is the third son of Kim Jong II, who was North Korea's second supreme leader from 1994 until his death in 2011.
That's pretty neat.
So, why is Kim Jong-un this week's recipient of the Shoe Booty of the Week award?
This is not my kind of guy.
Lil' Kim gets the shoe booty because he determined that the man's best friend should be man's next meal.
That ain't no damn puppy.
Yes, people keep dogs for various reasons, and they are often sentimental. According to a report, this is allegedly not welcomed in North Korea and is even forbidden.
Right to jail, right away.
Kim Jong-un said treating a dog as a family member that eats and sleeps with the family is incompatible with the socialist lifestyle and should be strictly avoided.
That's stupid! Use your common sense!
North Korean citizens are starving, while the supreme leader, who is fat enough to be all the supremes, dines on gourmet food.
Let me hear you say, that ain't right.
The citizens of Korea eat barbecue poodle ribs, marinated pit bull, and chihuahua fried rice.
That's Flavor Town Passport right there.
What about people who need emotional support dogs? Are they going to have emotional support children? Or maybe seeing eye children for visually impaired people?
These people are crazed lunatics.
Asian Donald should ban the guy that gave him that messed up fade and keep the dogs in the family and off the menu. And that's why the Shoe Booty of the Week award goes to Kim Jong-un. Now here's a swift kick in the ass.
Now it's time for What You Need to Know with the one and only Sybil Wilkes.
It's Sybil Wilkes with What You Need to Know. During his most recent campaign stop, President Joe Biden announced a revamped plan to bring relief to those who are drowning as a result of student loan debt. Last June, in a 6-3 decision, the Supreme Court ruled against President Biden's original $400 billion plan to cancel or reduce federal student loan debts for millions of Americans. Under the president's Plan B presented Monday, more than 30 million Americans will see their student debt reduced or eliminated altogether. Polycystic ovary syndrome, or PCOS, is a hormonal imbalance condition that occurs when the ovaries produce excessive androgens, which are hormones that contribute to puberty, reproductive health, and body development. According to the Office on Women's Health, this complex condition that affects millions of women, and it disproportionately affects Black women. There is little research as to why more Black women are affected by this condition. Up to 75% with the condition remain underdiagnosed. During a news conference, South Carolina women's basketball head coach Dawn Staley was asked whether she believed biological males should be included in women's sports. Staley said, "If you consider yourself a woman and you want to play sports or vice versa, you should be able to play. That's my opinion." According to the American Civil Liberties Union of Ohio, only 34 trans athletes have openly competed in college sports. However, there are more than 500,000 participants total in the NCAA athletics. Sade Kalina Robinson has been missing from Milwaukee, Wisconsin since April 1st. The 19-year-old was last seen near the area of Pleasant and Commerce. Take a look at her picture in today's newsletter, and if you have information about Sade's disappearance, please go to the Black and Missing Foundation website. I'm Sybil Wilkes. Be informed. Be empowered.
Thank you, Sybil. Jasmine.
You know it.
All right, more of the D.L. Hughley Show fully paid for is rolling on. It's the D.L. Hughley Show.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.